Hello, and welcome to your GCSE Geography Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you've pressed play today, because in the next 10 minutes, we are going to completely nail the topic of natural resources. Whether you've got an exam coming up, or you're just getting ahead with your revision, this episode is going to give you everything you need. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. Let's begin with the big question. What actually is a natural resource? The definition you need to know for your exam is this. A natural resource is any feature or part of the environment that can be used to meet human needs. Simple, right? But here's where students often lose marks. They confuse the definition with just listing examples. Examiners want to see that you understand the concept, not just that you can name a few things. So learn that definition word for word. Now, natural resources are classified in two really important ways, and you need to know both. The first classification is biotic versus abiotic. Biotic resources come from living things. Think bio equals life. Examples include timber from trees, fish from the ocean, crops grown on farmland, and animals raised for food. Abiotic resources, on the other hand, come from non-living things. Think A equals not alive. Examples include water, minerals, fossil fuels like coal and oil, and soil. A really common mistake is mixing these up, so let me give you a memory hook. B-I-O-T-I-C. Biotic is of things in creation. In other words, it's alive. Abiotic is the opposite. The second classification is renewable versus non-renewable, and this one is crucial for the resource management section of your course. Renewable resources are those that can be replenished naturally over time. Solar energy, wind energy, tidal power, and sustainably managed forests are all renewable. Non-renewable resources are finite. Once they're gone, they're gone. Coal, oil, natural gas, and iron ore are all non-renewable. Here's your second memory hook. Think of a traffic light. Green for renewable, go ahead, it replenishes. Red for non-renewable, stop, it runs out. Now, here's something that trips up a lot of candidates. Some resources can be both biotic and renewable, like a sustainably managed forest. And some resources are biotic but non-renewable if they're exploited faster than they can regenerate. Like fish stocks that have been overfished to the point of collapse. Examiners love to test this nuance, so keep it in mind. Right, let's move on to our core concepts section. We're going to look at how humans exploit natural resources, and crucially, what the environmental consequences are. This is where you need to be able to make direct causal links, and that's exactly what examiners are looking for in the 4 and 6 mark questions. The first method of exploitation is the extraction of fossil fuels. This includes coal mining, oil drilling, and natural gas extraction. The UK's North Sea oil fields are a brilliant named example here. At their peak in the late 1990s, the North Sea was producing over 2 million barrels of oil per day. The environmental impacts of fossil fuel extraction are significant. Drilling can cause oil spills. The Deepwater Horizon disaster in the Gulf of Mexico in 2010 released approximately 4.9 million barrels of oil, devastating marine ecosystems. Burning fossil fuels releases carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases, contributing to climate change and air quality degradation. Underground mining causes subsidence and disrupts local habitats. The second method is commercial fishing. The Grand Banks off Newfoundland, Canada is a powerful case study here. For centuries, it was one of the richest fishing grounds in the world, but by the early 1990s, cod stocks had collapsed due to overfishing. In 1992, Canada imposed a total moratorium on cod fishing, a complete ban. The impact on biodiversity was catastrophic, and the ecosystem has still not fully recovered over 30 years later. In your exam, if you're asked to explain the environmental impact of commercial fishing, you should mention reduced biodiversity, disruption of food chains, and damage to seabed habitats from trawling. The third method of exploitation is intensive farming. Modern intensive farming uses pesticides, fertilizers, and heavy machinery to maximize crop yields. While this meets the food needs of a growing global population, the environmental costs are serious. Pesticides reduce insect populations, which in turn reduces bird populations, a classic example of reduced biodiversity. Fertilizer runoff into rivers and lakes causes eutrophication, where algal blooms deplete oxygen in the water, killing aquatic life. Heavy machinery compacts the soil, reducing its ability to absorb water and increasing flood risk. And the removal of hedgerows to create larger fields removes habitats and exposes soil to wind and rain erosion. The fourth method is deforestation. The Amazon rainforest is the go-to named example for this. Brazil lost approximately 11,568 square kilometres of Amazon rainforest in 2022 alone, according to Brazil's National Institute for Space Research. The environmental impacts are wide-ranging. Loss of biodiversity as species lose their habitat, soil erosion as tree roots no longer hold the soil in place, disruption of the water cycle as less water is transpired into the atmosphere, and increased carbon dioxide in the atmosphere as trees that previously absorbed carbon are cut down and often burned. Now, let me give you a really useful framework for linking exploitation to impact in your exam answers. Think of it as a chain. Human activity leads to environmental change, which leads to ecological consequence. So for deforestation, humans cut down trees. This removes root systems and leaf cover, which leads to soil erosion and loss of biodiversity. Always write your answers in this chain format, and you'll be picking up those higher level marks. Okay, let's switch gear now and talk exam technique, because this is where marks are won and lost. First, command words. When a question says describe, you need to state what something is like, two or three clear points with supporting detail. When a question says explain, you need to give reasons. Use the word because or therefore to show causation. When a question says assess or evaluate, you need to weigh up different sides and reach a judgment. A lot of students describe when they should be explaining, and that costs marks. Second, always use named examples. Geography examiners reward specific knowledge. Don't say a rainforest in South America. Say the Amazon rainforest in Brazil. Don't say an oil spill. Say the Deepwater Horizon oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico in 2010. Specific names and statistics are what push you from a level 2 to a level 3 response. Third, use geographical terminology accurately. Words like biodiversity, eutrophication, soil erosion, deforestation, and sustainability should appear naturally in your answers. Examiners are specifically looking for this under Assessment Objective 1, which tests your knowledge and understanding of geographical concepts. Fourth, for the longer questions worth 6 marks or more, always structure your answer. Start with a clear point, back it up with evidence or a named example, explain the link, and then make a judgment or connect to the broader picture. This is the Peel structure: point, evidence, explanation, link. Now, for our quickfire recall quiz, I'll ask you a question, give you a few seconds to think, and then give you the answer. Cover your notes if you can. Question 1. What is the definition of a natural resource? Answer: any feature or part of the environment that can be used to meet human needs. Question 2. Give 2 examples of biotic resources. Answer: any 2 from timber, fish, crops, animals. Question 3. What is the difference between renewable and non-renewable resources? Answer: renewable resources can be replenished naturally over time. Non-renewable resources are finite and cannot be replaced once used. Question 4. Name 1 environmental impact of deforestation. Answer: any 1 from soil erosion, loss of biodiversity, disruption of the water cycle, increased atmospheric carbon dioxide. Question 5. Name a specific case study related to overfishing. Answer: the Grand Banks cod fishery collapse in Newfoundland, Canada, leading to a moratorium in 1992. Brilliant work. Let's wrap up with a quick summary of everything we've covered today. Natural resources are environmental features used to meet human needs. They are classified as biotic or abiotic based on whether they come from living or non-living sources, and as renewable or non-renewable based on whether they can be replenished naturally. Human exploitation methods include fossil fuel extraction, commercial fishing, intensive farming, and deforestation. Each of these activities causes specific environmental impacts, including reduced biodiversity, soil erosion, water pollution, and air quality degradation. In your exam, always use named examples with specific statistics. Use geographical terminology accurately and make clear causal links between exploitation and impact. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing those past paper questions, and remember, specific knowledge is what separates a good answer from a great one. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.